Bechayes Perek Dal Mishnah Yud. Choshur al Shvius and Choshur al Maisvus. Here we're talking about, we had several Mishnahs with people that are choshut. The Shaila is if somebody is choshut, that means he's certainly missing the Yerushalayim and he's certainly noita to do an Aveira for financial gain. Does that mean that he's choshut on everything? What's the Hamshechius of different choshutas with each other? So the Mishnah puts down in context that a person who's choshut al Shvius is not choshut al Maisvus. If you know that he was over on Dine Shvius, he's not nechsher necessarily to be over on Dine Maisvus. Why is that? Now, you can't say that one is kal and one is chomer, because the Mishnah then says fakeret. Ha-choshut al Maisvus and he-choshut al Shvius. So obviously each one is unique. It's not a function of kal and chomer. The answer is that each one has chumris, the other one doesn't have. So there are people who rationalize to themselves, unfortunately, to be makel, to cut corners, to make compromises. Legabi Shvius, not legabi Maisus. Legabi Maisus, not legabi Shvius. What are the milus, the chumris and the kulis of each? Maisus Sheni, let's say, could only be eaten in Yerushalayim. Shvius could be eaten in Chol Mokom. Maisus Sheni is a constant. Shvius is only every 7 years. Maisus Sheni, however, is never irrevocable because you could always be poida something that has kedushas ma'aser sheni al kesef and you take the kesef to Yerushalayim. So that might be a tzad kula that people would be mekel lu'uma shviz. Ha'choshur al zeh ve'al zeh choshur al ataharis. Somebody who's choshur on both of them is certainly choshud that he'll lie legabe peru instead of tomein he'll say the tohor. If there's somebody who's eating b'tahara, somebody who's using, let's say, vegetables or fruit, together with trumas and maisvis, it has to be eaten b'tahara. He's definitely neksha on that, because there he's not being over an issue, he's just giving somebody food that's tummy. There's no issue to eat food that's tummy, but it will be mitame. So, because it's not nisr, he's certainly, that's certainly kal be'in of yoyser. V'yeshu chosha al tairis, the person could be chosha al tairis, if he's caught, many choshul le'alzeh v'le'alzeh, not on shvius and not on ma'isus. Ze haklal. Kol ha'choshul al dover, lo'y donu v'lo'y mi'idoy. But somebody who's choshud on anything specific, he can't be a dayin or he can't be an aid in that thing. Lav davki is nechshad for something else, but he's certainly nechshad completely, not only the gabi selling, and that's why it's called ze haklal. It's a klal. He's nechshad on anything regarding this inyin. Perikei. We're now starting an inyin of Psuli HaMukdoshim, which is something that's come up over and over again in Bechoyrois. Issue really started in Chulin. And the Mishnah over here is going to tell us a distinction. What happens by Psuli HaMukdoshim? So the case that's come up constantly in Maseches Bechoyrois is a Bechor Tomim that has Kedushas Karbon, and then it was Yotzom from a state of being Kodesh because it became a Balmum. And now it belongs to Kodesh, but it doesn't have Kedushas HaGuf. It has Kedushas HaGuf as a possible carbon, but it could be eaten outside of the world of carbonus. It could be eaten by anybody. However, since it belongs to Agdash, it does need Pidyon. Mashenkin is Exeris HaKosuv on two types of behemoths that are Kodesh that don't need Pidyon. What we said is that any type of Psulei HaMukdoshim, a carbon Oila, a carbon chatos that becomes a balmum. So you point it and it's yotzel chulin. Again, it's yotzel chulin, but it's psul hamikdashim. It's also begizav avayda and so on and so forth. Masha'en kain, b'chor and ma'isa don't need pidyon. Why? Because they're not originally momen hagdish. The whole shame carbon of b'chor and ma'isa is la'achila. B'chor is given to a kohen and it's the kohen's to bring and to eat. Ma'isa is also eaten by the balim. But the Iker is the Bailam's Memela, it's not seen as Mom and Hegdish to be Mechayiv Pidyon. The truth of the matter is, we're rationalizing it's Exes HaKosel. The Gemara says, Bechor, the Pasuk says in Pashas Kerech, Loi Sifte, can't be Poydin. Legabi Maise, a Pasuk in Pashas Bechokoise, Loi Goyal, also you can't be Goyal, you can't be Poydin. So Mel doesn't have Pidyon. So now, because of that, Chazal put into place certain structure of how Psulei HaMukdoshim are marketed. Remember, it could be eaten by anybody. The Shalas had to buy and sell it, but even where it's consistent with the Kedusha. Kol Psulei HaMukdoshim nimkarim be'itlis, all Psulei HaMukdoshim are carbon oidla, that's Yotzim Kedushosoi. And then it went through Pidyon, And now it's chulin. Again, psulim hakdashim, it could be eaten. It could be eaten. It's also begizav avoido. So it could be sold also in a public place. Itlis is a market. It could be sold in the market. It will be treated in the even in the market where the butchers are with the proper respect. Vinishkolin belitro. It could be commercialized. You could weigh a cut of meat. Belitro, you could weigh it lufi the amount. You're buying this amount of meat for $4.99 and that amount of meat for $11.99. V'chule. Except for chutz min abchor min amaisa. The point is that by Bechor Meiser, it did have Kiddush Saguf. So now that it's Yotzel Lechulin, there's a gewisse Zilzel in it being sold like Stam Salami and Pastrami. So Melehani Yotzel Lebailam means the only one who's gaining from the meat weighing more or being more expensive is only the Bailam. So we're not allowing the Bosa to be treated as regular commercial merchandise, because it's a zilzal and hegdish, luma zois, by any other carbon, which, who's the benefiter of the bosa going up? The kodesh, because it's being sold as belonging to hegdish, and it's oimid l'ptir. So, because of that, that's why it could be sold belitro, and it could be sold beitlis. Mashenga by b'chor ma'isa, we're not going to allow that zilzal hegdish. Of course, it's a din of the rabbanu. V'shoiklin mona keneged mona b'b'chor. L'maisa, when a person is selling bosa b'chor, it's allowed to be eaten. So what he does is he shouldn't commercialize it by selling it with measures or putting it on a scale. What you do is you make comparative different cuts of meat in order to see how much is being sold. It could be sold for money, but not commercially in the open-air market and not on a scale. Mamish b'derech mekchomemka, you have to downgrade it. This thing we find in certain places where Chazal didn't want a person to commercialize something. So it's sold by comparative weight. Let's say on Yom Tov is an example. With certain cases in Maseches Beitzah, where Chazal allowed for Simchas Yom Tov for certain things to be given out by a butcher, but you can't measure it commercially. It has to be measured comparatively.